In just a few days, a new law will take effect in France that bans any veils that covers the face. That obviously includes the burqa. That's why it's being called the burqa ban. This is a very controversial law, and yet the vote in the French Senate wasn't even close. It was 246-1. And many people say that this could actually have a domino effect, that we will then begin to see other bans on veils in other European countries. In fact, the Pew Global Attitudes Project found in a survey last year that only 1 in 4 French people are opposed to the ban. Still, 1 in 4 is a good amount. Joining us, we're talking to one of those people that opposes it today. Nihal Zidi is a Muslim French citizen who's been living in the U.S. for the past 13 years. But Nihal, your mother and other family members are still in France, right?
That's correct, yes.
All right. So, I mean, many people are talking about this burqa ban as a vote for feminism, that by banning the burqa, by allowing women to walk freely on the French streets without covering their hair and their face, that that's about liberation for women. You don't agree?
I don't think so. I don't think, taking into consideration that a lot of these women have made that choice freely to wear the veil. I'm not sure about the burqa ban. I think this is more of a symbolic measure than anything, because it only involves 2,000 to 3,000 women. But my concern is that that might be another step that might alienate or marginalize Muslim women who choose to wear the veil, who just choose to cover their hair.
Well, you say that it's symbolic. What do you think it's symbolic of?
You know, of the French government wanting to maybe integrate everybody in its midst, but I don't think that to be integrated in the French society, everybody has to be identical. You can embrace the values of the French citizenship without having to compromise the way you choose to practice your religion.
Does it make you concerned? I mean, I've seen a number of opponents who've been writing that the burqa ban is an example of Islamophobia. Do you buy that, or do you simply say, as Nicolas Sarkozy does, that this is about opposing something which is essentially anti-woman?
You know, personally, I don't wear a burqa. I don't cover my face, but I wear a veil. I cover my hair. And that was a very personal decision, not imposed on me by anyone. So I think that people have to respect choices that women make, even if these choices don't match what French people see as being freedom.
So, Nihal, you know, try to help us to understand from the standpoint of, say, folks in France, the difference between just wearing a veil covering your hair and, the full hijab, the burqa that's being banned here. How is that understood as being provocative in some way or fundamentally different from the lower profile veil?
That's a good question. I mean, do you mean that people perceive the full veil as being provocative versus the hair covering, just the hair
right.
covering veil?
Right. I mean, what's more disruptive? What does that do to, if someone comes into a public space in that dress?
I understand that the full veil can raise some concern of safety or maybe somebody doesn't want their identity to be known or something like that. But my concern is that burqa ban is just one step towards maybe banning the veil altogether in the future. I hope it isn't, but this is how I perceive this might happen.
And we're speaking with Nihal Zaidi, a Muslim French citizen, been living in the United States for 13 years ago. Nihal, let me just ask you, kind of test your tolerance for limited bans, I guess, because here in the United States, we have had bans in certain places. I was in Detroit when they had the large argument over whether or not a woman would be allowed to wear a veil in court. In that particular case, the judge simply said, I have to be able to identify you. I need to see your face. Whereas she said, it's not right for you to force me to take the veil off. Are you okay with limited bans?
Yeah, I mean, if it's a matter of safety or security, or you know, if you're in court and you have to be identified, I think this is it holds value by all means. Yes.
Okay, so you're just saying that if somebody chooses it and it's simply a cultural statement of their or a personal statement of their own, nobody should interfere with that.
Exactly. I mean, this is, you know, you're assuming here that it's imposed upon the women by a family member or, you know, somebody else. What if this is the woman's personal choice? You know, what if this is how she sees her freedom?
Well, we're talking about freedom and the freedom to practice religion in France in the wake or at least in the anticipation of a ban on certain forms of Muslim dress in France with Nihal Zaidi, who's a Muslim French citizen. How does this relate to the broader debate, and it's raging across Europe, of what it means to assimilate, to be in a country and to be of that country at the same time? It's very different from nation to nation.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is what I feel is perceived wrong. It doesn't mean, you know, you can really embrace the values of French citizenship, but not everybody has to be completely identical. It's not a cookie cutter. You know, you can be free. You shouldn't have to choose between your conscience or, you know, how you want to practice your religion and belonging to citizens of a certain country. I mean, you can love. I mean, I love France. I love my country, but I want to be able to cover my hair if I choose to.
Well,
and it doesn't mean that I'm less of a citizen than anyone else.
As I understand it, the ban would only be on banning something that covered your face. But let me just ask you, Nihal. Let me just ask you. You said that very often these are women who choose to wear the burqa, but it is the case that there could be women who would prefer not to, who maybe are forced by their family or their husband, perhaps, to wear a burqa. And in those cases, would this law actually be supporting or protecting them?
Potentially, but how are you going to find this out? It's difficult. I think it's a difficult thing.
We're speaking with Nihal Zaidi. She's a Muslim French citizen who's been living in the United States for the past 13 years. Nihal, do any of your members of your family wear a face veil or a burqa?
No.
Okay, so how do they feel about it back in France, those who still live there?
You know, again, I think the concern is similar because we have seen in public life or in work life that some women were highly encouraged to take off their head veils, not women who weren't wearing full burqas, but some of them have been highly encouraged to take off their veils if they wanted to keep a job. So, you know, I've seen instances of a more extreme approach.
Yeah, that sounds like discrimination to me. Nihal Zaidi, a Muslim French citizen, been living in the United States for the past 13 years. What do you think about the ban on the burqa? We've got Maryam from Brooklyn who posted at our website, I lived in France for 12 years, was offered French citizenship, but preferred a position at Columbia University. Why? Because here in the States, I was finally going to be free to be who I am, a young Muslim doctor who would not be afraid to show she's fasting on Ramadan or praying five times a day. America is where freedom is. What's your take? Call us at 8778-MY-TAKE.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.